This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today it is the Love Comes Knockin' edition of Tisbats. From the Miami Herald, Mark Price with the byline. The headline reads, "Screaming family calls dad when alligator knocks on front door," according to Florida Video.
Oh, Florida.
Tremaine Gaines says he was in disbelief when his kids and his wife called him while he was at work, claiming an alligator was trying to break into their home. A security camera did confirm it. Here's Tremaine saying, quote, "Got a call about 30 minutes ago from my wife and kids screaming, 'Come help, there's a gator at our front door.' I checked the Ring camera to find this massive gator chilling out, trying to get in the door. You can't make this up. It happened about 7 o'clock on Wednesday at this home outside of Orlando. His wife said suspicious sounds led her to find this massive alligator lying across their doormat with its mouth open." You know how they do that?
Yeah.
"I heard a knock on the door and then nothing else. So I waited a little while and then I heard it again. The first time when it knocked on the door, it stood up and banged on the door and then laid back down. It's unknown the alligator's fate. At this point, has not been revealed. One video shows the gator eventually left the porch and took off for a wooded area. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says alligators often try to climb up and over man-made structures that are in their way. In this video, the gator appears to be using natural navigational techniques in an attempt to leave the area. It is also alligator courtship season, a time when the reptiles are in search of love."
Alice! Alice, are you home? Am I the only one who finds this so adorable?
He should have brought flowers.
He should have, and some chocolates in his mouth. Opens his big mouth being like, "I love you.
I love you. I'm here for you.
I will be your only mate."
They are searching for this alligator, which occasionally takes them through populated areas and even onto porches. Fortunately, no one was injured, and there is video of this. You couldn't pay me to live in Florida where things like this can happen.
You can pay me to live in a high-rise in Florida, in the area where, you know, just all the crazy can't get to me.
You're out of reach of the crazy.
Exactly. I can watch the crazy.
At some point, you got to go outside.
No, I don't.
Deliver everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's on the fifth floor. That's all. That's the only place you'll see him.
This sounds like a cartoon. Was the alligator also wearing like a top hat and a bow tie?
He had a tie.
Exactly.
It was nice.
It was very
and
nice.
And he had brushed his teeth. You could
Dracar
tell.
Noir.
It was like very shiny. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.